December 1, 1955. A seamstress boards a Montgomery bus after a long day's work. When ordered to surrender her seat, she utters one simple word: no. Rosa Parks wasn't loud or imposing. Obituaries described her as timid and shy, yet her quiet refusal sparked a revolution. This paradox reveals something profound. The assumption that world changers must be bold and outspoken is fundamentally wrong. In fact, between one-third and half of us are introverts, and many of history's most transformative figures, Gandhi, Einstein, Eleanor Roosevelt, harnessed their quietness as strength rather than overcoming it as weakness. Their stories challenge everything we've been taught about success, leadership, and influence in a culture that can't stop talking. Ever wonder why parties exhaust you while friends seem energized? It's not a character flaw, it's biology. Introverts aren't antisocial, we're differently social. When researchers placed lemon juice on people's tongues, introverts produced significantly more saliva, revealing heightened sensitivity to stimulation. This explains why we thrive with quiet background music, while extroverts need louder environments to focus. School cafeterias, open-plan offices, and crowded parties genuinely overwhelm us because our brains process stimulation differently. We recharge through solitude because social interaction, however enjoyable, drains our batteries. We observe carefully, listen deeply, and cultivate rich inner lives, processing internally what extroverts handle externally. Neither approach is superior. They're simply different operating systems. Grace earned excellent grades, yet watched the Student of the Month award go to classmates who raised their hands constantly, even when their contributions lacked substance. She developed a strategic approach, raising her hand to read aloud and contributing thoughtfully after others spoke. This gradual evolution finally earned her recognition. Traditional participation requirements often penalize introverts unfairly. One student described needing 3 participation sticks per class, resulting in meaningless comments just to meet quotas. Introverts hesitate because we prefer thinking before speaking. We fear being wrong, want to avoid empty contributions, need processing time, or feel uncomfortable as the center of attention. Effective strategies exist. Strike early with prepared points, identify your comfortable entry point, building on others' ideas, asking questions, or playing devil's advocate. Use written notes to prevent freezing, follow up via email when you've missed opportunities. Progressive teachers implement think time for silent reflection and think pair share activities. Some use Twitter for in-class discussions, discovering that quiet students readily contribute insights via keyboard. These approaches transform participation from dreaded to manageable, even enjoyable. When Grace interviewed for peer leadership, she worried her introversion would disadvantage her against screaming extroverts. Instead of dominating conversations, she contributed thoughtfully and created space for a struggling quiet boy by directly asking his thoughts. Both were chosen. Her genuine leadership impressed selectors. Schools often define leadership in extroverted terms, valuing outspokenness over substance. Yet true leadership isn't about social dominance, it's about advancing ideas and improving situations. Eleanor Roosevelt exemplifies this transformation. Growing up painfully shy, nicknamed Granny by her beautiful social mother, she initially terrified audiences. When Franklin contracted polio, Eleanor's quiet strength emerged. Despite her fear, she addressed Democratic Party fundraisers, keeping FDR's political connections alive and becoming a champion for civil rights, women's rights, and immigrants, ultimately one of America's most influential political figures. Davis discovered his leadership voice through natural strengths. Running for student body president against popular opponents promising parties, Davis offered substance-specific improvements, like changing cafeteria seating and establishing peer tutoring. His well-developed ideas won. Similarly, Lori became track captain not through loud cheerleading, but by proposing thoughtful improvements. Under her quiet leadership, the team broke records and won championships. When Lori spoke, teammates listened. She'd earned respect through substance, not volume. While society celebrates instant friendships, introverts prefer deeper connections with fewer people. When Lucy retreated to the library for solitude, 9 friends confronted her. She explained her need for alone time. 5 accepted her authentic self, while others drifted away, revealing which friendships were genuine. Georgia endured friends who criticized her quietness and dared her to scream to prove herself. After breaking away, she discovered that being quiet was a strength because I was able to build a few close friendships rather than a bunch of superficial ones. Introverts possess an exceptional friendship superpower, listening. Radio host Ira Glass describes himself as not a natural storyteller at all, but a natural listener. Yet introverts sometimes feel their voices get lost. Remember, sharing ideas isn't conceited. It's essential to friendship. Be authentic rather than faking extroversion. Leave toxic friendships, even if it means temporary solitude, and use your listening superpower by asking thoughtful questions. Quality always trumps quantity in meaningful connections. Many introverts struggle with verbal self-expression, but thrive through creative outlets. As John Green notes, writing is something you do alone. It's a profession for introverts who want to tell you a story, but don't want to make eye contact while doing it. Karina, a reserved 15-year-old, found courage sharing science fiction at open mic events. J.K. Rowling's journey from quietly imagining Harry Potter on a train to literary phenomenon shows how introverts' inner worlds can impact millions. Not all introverts gravitate toward writing. Matthew, who preferred science and math, initially resisted blogging assignments. Once he personalized his blog around his interests, everything changed. Unlike classroom discussions where he couldn't formulate responses quickly enough, blogging gave him time to express himself thoughtfully and even sparked a friendship over shared K-pop passion. Introverts' comfort with solitude becomes a creative superpower through deliberate practice, the focused, repetitive work essential for mastering any skill. Basketball star Kobe Bryant shot 1,000 jump shots daily. Teenage pianist Conrad Tao practiced 6 hours before schoolwork. Psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi found that exceptionally creative people were often social outsiders during adolescence, while those too gregarious to spend time alone failed to develop their talents. Maria exemplified this. She recharged eating lunch alone in a tree, wrote a 10,000-word story at age 10, and practiced fiddle until classmates begged her to start a band. Dr. Carl Schwartz of Harvard explains that while our personalities are hardwired from birth, we can stretch ourselves like rubber bands. Introverts can act boldly when needed, though we risk snapping if pulled too far. Wendy Kopp exemplifies this balance. As an introvert who cherished solitude, she founded Teach for America by pushing herself to write hundreds of letters and meet with donors while preserving early morning hours for solitary work. Apple's founding illustrates the power of introvert-extrovert partnerships. While Steve Jobs became the charismatic face, the introverted Steve Wozniak invented the first Apple computer, working alone in his cubicle, experiencing his breakthrough moment in solitude. A restorative niche, coined by psychologist Brian Little, is your personal sanctuary where you retreat to recharge. Whether it's a bedroom, library corner, or outdoor space, these sanctuaries are crucial for introverted well-being. Understanding your temperament is profoundly empowering. Embrace your natural strengths, deep thinking, intense thinking, comfort with solitude, and exceptional listening. Expand your comfort zone gradually, but purposefully. Find what lights you up and pursue passions that motivate you to push beyond limits. Value deep friendships over popularity. Partner with your opposites and have faith that, as an introvert, you can accomplish anything.